Welcome to episode one of Theme Park Soundtracks, where I discuss rides, their hidden features, and of course, their soundtracks. Today's episode will be on the topic of X Sector, the area housing Oblivion and the Smiler at Orton Towers. To pick things up, we'll start with the theme of my favourite ride, the eerie soundtrack of the Ministry of Joy. The Smiler opened in 2013 and was the first ride at Orton Towers to feature a centrepiece, the famous Marmalizer, designed to disorientate you as you fly around the track. It currently still holds the world record for the most inversions on a ride and has 14 fake cameras around the entrance symbolizing its loops. There are two air hills on the ride, and I personally think they are the best ones on any coaster. You really get lifted out of your seat and feel weightless. It's a great feature to the ride. The original design for the Smiler station was much scarier than it is this very day. Its concept was huge metal pipes coming out of the damaged walls and was based on an abandoned hospital. However, this idea was changed for the station we know today, the yellow and black stripes covering the walls and the soundtrack blasting from speakers all around you. I think the original design for the station was very creative and would have looked very good, but they changed this idea due to it being very expensive. The ride already cost £18 million to build, without making additional scenery in the waiting area. Some people think the Smiler is dangerous because of the infamous crash in 2015, but it now has much higher safety than it did almost 10 years ago. There was nothing wrong with any part of the track or machinery. It was simply human error, and there is an extremely small chance an incident like this would happen again. You are more likely to have an accident getting to the theme park rather than going on any of the rides. Let's get on to our next ride. Right next to the Smiler is Oblivion, the world's first vertical drop roller coaster.
This ride is perfectly safe. Everything has been designed for your comfort and enjoyment.
Oblivion is not actually vertical. Its angle is 87.5, but for the advertising, they aren't going to call it the world's first 87.5 degree drop coaster. Oblivion is one of my favourite rides at Orton Towers, coming a close second behind, of course, the Smiler. I think the theming on this ride is really good. The way it holds you at the top of the chain lift before you plummet into the tunnel is great, and the soundtrack, as you just heard, is also amazing. Oblivion used to have a Don't Look Down sound effect as you get hung over the edge, but this was removed in 2004 due to a complaint from a nearby resident saying it made the guests scream louder. This is unfortunate, as I never got to ride it when it had this cool feature. When they were forced to remove this sound, Orton Towers instead painted the Oblivion logo beneath the drop, with Don't Look Down in the centre of it, which is ironic because you have to look down to read it. There are rumours that this ride may soon be scrapped, which would be very sad in my opinion, as its theming and features are really unique. In the next episode of Theme Park Soundtracks, I will be talking about The Dark Forest, also at Orton Towers, containing Rita and 13. Thanks for listening this far, and I will see you next time on Theme Park Soundtracks. Thank you.